Hello and welcome to Money Mastery and Financial Planning, a podcast for women with your host, Rebecca Robertson. We're going to be focusing on maximising your money, creating wealth and empowering financial success. For more information about us, head over to our website, www.rebeccarobertsonevo.co.uk. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rebecca Robertson. I'm your host of the Money Mastery and Financial Planning for Women podcast show. And today we're going to be talking about eight things to do to create financial abundance. So what's first on the list? The first thing I want to talk about is something called compound interest. So compound interest is like this, everyone talks about it being this magic thing. And it's really not magic. It's something that's been around for absolutely ages. And it basically allows your money to grow that much quicker. So if you have an investment, which could be a pension or an ISA of some description, might be a bond, which is a tax wrapper kind of bond, or it might just be a general investment account. It means that when you earn interest on any returns, that is added to your account, and therefore the next year you're earning more interest on your interest. So the more money you have in that pot, the more interest you can earn, and then the more interest you can earn the following year, because it has that compound effect. So the main thing for number one is understand certain financial things that you might not have ever heard of or come across before. Or even if I've said that now and you still don't quite understand it, then go and have a Google of it. Go and, you know, come into my group and ask some questions. Understand what certain things are that are out there which will allow you to create your financial wealth and financial abundance. Number two is pay off debt early. Now that can be sort of a bit of a funny subject, because I do feel that if you've got something that's on 0% and then you've got money that's invested that's maybe getting, you know, has the potential to earn more than zero and certainly more than 1 or 2%, then it would be better to leave that money invested potentially and leave the other debt at a 0%. If you're paying off debts, it's best to pay off your highest interest rate first. And you're also better off potentially clearing off some smaller amounts, which can mentally have a really positive effect in terms of getting rid of smaller amounts that feels like it makes it feel like it's something bigger than it really is. Number three is to build an emergency fund so that if something was to happen, you've got some backup, and ideally at least to 3 months. Bit boring, but it's needed. And so, you know, at this period of time, if you're not going out so much, if you're sort of cutting back on certain things, now's a really good time to build up an emergency fund. Number four is to set some short-term goals, to be really thinking about your future. And it doesn't mean that you can't be then thinking about, you know, all you're doing is clearing off debt. I find sometimes that can be quite hardcore and you end up spending 2, 3, 4, 5 years not doing anything else and any other planning or any other investing. Sometimes it might be better off to pay those debts over a longer period, because then you're either doing other things in the meantime, which with compound effects can actually have a more positive effect for your longer term future. But start thinking about what those short term goals are and start thinking about what it is you want to be achieving over the next few years and further ahead. So even from short, medium and long term goals. Have the talk with your partner. So these are things that you want to do, but you're not quite sure where to start, or you know that you need to get your partner involved. Then think about those conversations and ask to sit down with your partner. Say, when's it a good time for us to have a chat about our money? I'd really like to have a chat about it. And set some time aside to do that. What is on my list? Where did I get to? So we're one, we're two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we've got three more to cover. The next thing is budgeting on steroids. So what I mean by this is not just knowing what your general outgoings are, you know, your gas and your electric. It's also looking at all your spending and all your setting budgets for everything. And number seven is actually spending. So spending, having a more conscious level of spending, knowing where your money is going. So many people get to the end of the month and they really just don't know where their money's gone. And then finally, the last one is mindset. And mindset is such a funny subject, because it's not something that you can automatically wave a magic wand and, you know, you've got this amazing positive mindset. There is a case that you do need to possibly read some books, you know, research things, join groups like My Free Group, and get that education and that, and allow yourself to grow into these positions. So it means that you are able to then take the next step and think about what you could potentially be holding you back. A great way of doing that is journaling. Everyone talks about doing it, but sometimes we don't get around to doing it. But as you are maybe picking your way through some of these things I've mentioned, that you're actually able to possibly sit down at the end of the day and write out how that went for you, and write down what came up for you and what things made you think of something or something that maybe happened in your past, to allow yourselves to start unlayer some of those elements. I hope that's been of help. I like to keep my podcast short, sweet and sassy, a bit like myself. But I hope it has some really high value impact for you. We have plenty of other podcasts for you to have a listen to, and I hope you enjoy those. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Do leave a review and share with your friends and family. And I hope you take care, and I will see you again soon.
Would you like to know more on how you're handling your money? The link is in our bio to take our Money Habits Personality Quiz. Do be sure to let us know your outcome.